It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is right around the corner, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks.
When it comes to Detroit and the draft, Move the Sticks is the podcast that will answer all of your questions. Who should you put in your mock draft? Don't worry, tune in and you'll be ready to watch the draft like a scout.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Live from Las Vegas, it's Friday night. VSiN Tonight, Wes Reynolds, Matt Eumanns from the Circus Sportsbook in downtown Las Vegas. And Wes, I'm in a good mood here as we start the show today. Not lost any bets today. Haven't won any bets either.
Right.
No bets yet today. So no reason to be ticked off. And I had a pre-show meal at Brooklyn's Best in downtown Las Vegas here. Al Scaliot's pizza place, sponsor of our Circa Friday Football Invitational and Circa College Hoops Challenge Best Bet segments. Al had a special event downtown, so I got some sausage, pepperoni pizza, and great event down there for a charitable cause that Al's hosting today. If you get a chance, stop down there. He's still hanging out at Brooklyn's Best on Charleston, downtown Vegas. Wes, what did you have to eat before the show?
I think I had a spaghetti and meatballs microwaved.
Ooh, man, you should have gone. Why didn't you go to Brooklyn's Best?
I did. I forgot that was today.
Forgot. You can't forget about events like that. Pizza for a purpose at Brooklyn's Best today. Mike Palm, the VP of Circa, will be on the show with us in about 15 minutes. Going to talk a lot of baseball with Mike. And Will Hill, VSiN handicapper, at 7 p.m. Pacific tonight. He's a big-time Yankees fan, and we'll talk baseball in Final Four with him. The champion of the Circa College Hoops Challenge, that's Will Hill. Wes, while I was at Brooklyn's Best, Al Scaliot's son was there, and he asked me, "What do you know about Wes Reynolds?" I read about him in the Review Journal today. He's like a handicapping champion or something. So I had to look this up, and I noticed Todd Dewey does a big write-up on you sweeping two contests in the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Three, but who's counting?
Oh, is it three?
Yes.
Okay, I thought it was the Review Journal Football Challenge.
College football, the bowls, and March Madness for
I missed the NCAA
tournament.
So you swept all three.
I did.
With a spread record of like 60-36, something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, very, very kind of Todd to do a write up on me. Did not know when that was coming out, so was surprised to see that this morning. So thank Todd and all the sports staff at the Review Journal for giving me a little love.
What's it like to be a celebrity today? A lot of people talking about you.
Oh, yeah. I was just getting stopped everywhere I went, man. Stopping me at the 7-Eleven, stopping me at the grocery store.
There he is. There's that handicapping champion.
Yeah. That's what there he goes.
Okay. All right, let's talk a little women's Final Four. Kim Mulkey and the LSU Tigers about to advance up 76-70 inside 30 seconds in the first Final Four game tonight in Dallas. And LSU with a big run here, Wes, to take the lead and take control of the game.
Yeah, they at one point had a 15-0 run here in the fourth quarter, and now trying to close this out at the line. Angel Reese, the transfer from Maryland with 24.
They call her the Bayou Barbie.
Is that what they call her?
Yeah.
And Alexis Morris, also, who I believe was a transfer, was with actually, she's been well-traveled. She was at Baylor with Kim Mulkey to start back in 2017, then at Rutgers, then at Texas A&M, and then at LSU. So the transfer portal's not just on the men's side. Alexis Morris with 25, and LSU about to close out Virginia Tech. So SEC going to have at least one representative, and favored to have a second, of course. The Big E is coming up here at about 6:25, 6:30 Pacific tip-off time, and that's Iowa and Caitlin Clark against undefeated 36-0 South Carolina.
And Lady Gamecocks, 12-point favorites in this matchup?
Seeing mostly 11.5, and I'll be curious. I'll ask Mike about it when he comes in here if he might know what's going on behind the counter here at Circa. But judging by what I've seen from other books, people are willing to bet Caitlin Clark. Mm-hmm. They know who she is, so they want to bet on her because, you know, that she's the best player and clearly comes off the triple-double, 40-point triple-double on Sunday against Louisville. So public seemingly is on Iowa here with all those points going to Caitlin Clark against the number one team in the country.
It's that might be a bad sign for the Hawkeys.
Right. That team, that South Carolina team has been number one all year.
Undefeated number one team in the Final Four, and Dawn Staley's a hell of a coach. I would say that I'm not betting against South Carolina.
Yeah.
Did you play the side or the total?
I did play the total. I played a little over 149, a little more at 150. It looks like that is going to close. Of course, we got about a half hour till it does. It's 152 here at Circa and 152.5 at VSiN Southern Command down at the South Point as well. So this is seen one-way traffic to the over.
You and I were talking to a very sharp hoops handicapper out here in the Circa Sportsbook last night. And he said a friend tipped him that this is a very good bet today to play Caitlin Clark, the Iowa guard, under her assist total of 9.5. Did you play that today?
I did not.
Why not?
I just didn't get around to it.
You didn't believe his sharp tip last night? Or
no,
what?
Not that. I just didn't get around to it. I've been pretty much delving into Masters, writing some capsules, player capsules. Obviously, we have that betting guide coming out on Monday.
But maybe you're laying on the couch reading that review journal profile of you over and over today. Didn't have time to bet.
No, I did not read it as of yet.
South Carolina, 11.5, total 152. And I think you said the over is the way you prefer to play this one.
Yes.
Caitlin Clark's actually a really entertaining player to watch. Where would you rank her in terms of the best women's basketball players you've seen in the last 10 years?
Oh, I mean, she would, with the way she scores and shoots, you got to have her, I think, near the top, really. So, yeah, she's one of the best. Breonna Stewart, of course, from UConn, now with the New York Liberty. She certainly, I think, has to be right up there as
well.
Sabrina Ionescu, absolutely. So, well, a lot of really good ones. Women's game has very much improved, I think, over the last 10 and 20 years.
Caitlin Clark, she shoots it so well from three. I think she could play for a lot of the men's teams.
Well, she can shoot like nobody's business. Yeah. So, going to need to make a lot tonight. And Virginia Tech going to need to make some in a hurry. This is 78-70, 23 seconds left to go.
All right, let's talk baseball. Polar Bear Pete Alonso homered in the ninth inning. Not enough as the New York Mets come up a little bit short. In Miami, the Marlins win that game 2-1. Only four hits for the Mets today.
Yeah, Jazz Chisholm, who does return, gets the home run in the eighth that put it out of reach. Alonso, of course, in the top of the ninth with a home run. Also Soler with a solo shot for Miami. So 2-1 Miami. And look, this is a team that I do have on the season wins over. They did get 10 hits, only two runs. They're not going to score a lot of runs. They're going to, like, with power, even though they had two via the home run tonight. This is a team that's going to, like, move base runners. The team's got a lot of speed. Remember, Jazz Chisholm got hurt last year. So having him back, I think this Miami team is a little bit of a sleeper, at least in that NL East. I don't think necessarily to win, but I think they're going to be a heck of a lot more competitive.
All right, not a lot going on in baseball right now. 15 games on opening day, 5 games tonight. That's it. And the White Sox lead the Astros 1-0, bottom of the third. We'll talk about these games a little bit more when Mike Palm joins us in studio. Rockies, Padres, D-backs, Dodgers, and Guardians at Mariners. Also tonight, we got 3 games on the West Coast. Wes, let's check in on the association. What's going on in the NBA? And actually, let's start with a game that's tipping off late tonight, 7:40 p.m. Pacific, Denver Nuggets at Phoenix Suns. And there's a reason this number opened 8.5 and is now up to 13 at a lot of spots. The Suns as home favorites.
Yeah, no Nikola Jokic tonight being the main reason he did not play, of course, last night in the home loss to the Pelicans. KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, he is out with an illness. Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., basically going to be rest nights for them, for the Denver Nuggets, who look like they're in pretty good shape. They've got a 3-game lead with 6 to play in terms of being the number one seed in the West. Phoenix, best they can do is the 4, because Memphis and Sacramento are fighting it out for 2-3. Phoenix down there at 41-35, just a game ahead of the Clippers in the loss column. So 12.5, 13 basically in the market. I have not seen any injury news on the Phoenix side, so it looks like all systems go for the Suns. Kevin Durant in his second game back from injury.
Another late tip tonight is Spurs at Warriors, and this is one of the biggest numbers of the NBA season. Golden State, an 18.5-point home favorite in some spots. DraftKings and Circa have 18. Spurs at Warriors, Golden State a big-time favorite tonight. Are you buying Golden State as a dangerous team when we get to the playoffs?
Well, I think you certainly have to. I think that's kind of a benefit of the doubt because they've done it before. Now, right now, they would be in the 6th seed. They're a game back ahead of the Clippers. So maybe there's a chance. They're a game and a half back of Phoenix. So there's still 5 games left on the schedule. Maybe they can get to that top 4. But I think they're pretty much set, more than likely, that they're going to be in that top 6. The road record has been absolutely deplorable, though, this year. 9-29 are the Dubs on the road. Now, keep in mind, some of the games they're resting guys, and guys have been injured throughout the year, but they're 31-8 at home, one of the best home records in the league.
Well, when the Warriors are healthy and it's playoff time, it's going to be a different story.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can throw that dismal road record out the window when we get to the playoffs. It's going to be a different situation. By the way, the LA teams right now, Clippers closed 5.5-point underdogs to trail by 4 at the half. Memphis 55-51. And the Lakers closed 2.5-point road favorites at DraftKings. And the Lakers down 10 at Minnesota 65-55.
Yep.
You have any player props?
I do have a few that I'm tracking here. I have Joel Embiid under 33.5 points, as Toronto has now made that game close. Philadelphia was up by 20 at the half. One that I'm going to stay away from because it's going to lose. Every time I play a Trae Young over, he has a horrible shooting night, and he's having another one yet again. 96-79, Brooklyn over Atlanta. And then played a bunch of overs with Pistons Rockets, which really, these are two teams that are obviously in position for the number one pick. So I thought this was just going to be happy action fun time between these two teams.
Pistons Rockets?
Yes.
And we have a 61-58 game headed to the half. So it is a high-scoring game. All right, we've got Mike Palm. We've got Will Hill. And we've got the NCAA Final Four to talk about tonight, so stay tuned. This is VSiN Tonight.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddy as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, the Chiefs did it. They went back to back.
The end of another season, and now for some time away from the studio.
Oh, Mark, we're not done. Now the fun starts. It's the offseason.
The combine.
Guys running really fast. You bet we're covering
it. Free agency.
Old faces and new places. Of course we'll talk about it.
Got the draft.
The next generation of stars. It's a must.
I'll just set up a sleeping bag in the studio.
That's right. There's no better way to stay up to date on the latest from our league than listening to Around the NFL. We'll break down all the moves in free agency and make sure you're ready for the start of next season.
I'll be here, so you should listen to every word we say about everything we see.
That's right, Mark.
Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, including advice, data, strategy, and more for only $19. Our experts, guys like Wes Reynolds sitting to my left, also getting ready for golf's first major of the year at Augusta. The Masters betting guides are going to be out Monday, a breakdown on every golfer in the field, plus futures, bets, and more. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today for only $19 at vsin.com/subscribe. Wes, we can't get our best matchup bets in the VSiN Masters betting guide because the matchups, for the most part, are not going to be out till Monday.
Yes.
But we can do a lot more in terms of recommending placement bets, top 20, top 10, top 20s, futures plays, and how you prefer to play the tournament.
Yeah, we'll have them all in there. I know you're currently working on a column. You may already be done. You get yours.
I'm very close. I talked to Jeff Davis, golf odds maker here at Circus Sports. Jeff's one of the sharpest in the world, Mike Palm, when it comes to golf.
I think Jeff Davis might be the most underrated bookmaker or traders, as he would say, in all of Las Vegas.
Very sharp, especially sharp in hockey and golf.
Hockey and golf,
right?
Yep.
Opening day in baseball, Greg Maddux. Apple pie, hot dogs, and Mike Palm. What more could you want? We had it all here in the Circus Sportsbook yesterday.
And the mom's drinking free.
That's right.
I mean, that was a key element as well. He fired a strike to our own Josh Towers. I couldn't believe that we filled the book up. I mean, it was a tremendous event. I think it's something we'll continue to do. Get a different pitcher each year. I know Roger Clemens is going to be at his charity, Maddux's charity poker tournament coming here at the end of April. So maybe we can hook up Roger Clemens.
Look at this. Can we play this video again? Look how quickly, Mike Palm jumps up on stage. Wow. You're like a cat pouncing on your prey.
Like a gazelle. A young gazelle.
Watch, after Greg Maddux throws a strike, watch the guy in the Cubs jersey in the back pounce up on the stage like a mountain lion. There we go. Look at that.
Yeah, plant the 1 foot. lift with your knees, they always told me. You know, the picture on Channel 3 here, they had a great picture of the three of us and Wayne Krivsky.
That's right.
Former Reds general manager, worked with the Twins and Rangers organizations, but the four of us in a picture, and I thought that was great. I didn't know Wayne was coming. He hung out with us. It was awesome, and I know we've picked his brain on this network quite a few times, and we'll continue to do so.
You know what's great to have, Mike, is a former MLB GM, longtime executive, who lives in Vegas, who'll hang out in the sports book and bet the games.
Absolutely.
Right?
Bet the games, bet the season win totals, bet the Cy Young, bet each day. He puts his money where his mouth is, and I forgive him for being a Duke graduate.
Yeah, I told him the same thing. Okay, so give me some of your observations from opening day, some of the things that impressed you, some things that did not.
Gerrit Cole impressed me. The Angels, I mean, I bet Ohtani to win the Cy Young, but he'd probably be in the National League before I know it. I mean, this team is awful. What can he do? And they can't beat the worst team in baseball last night.
Unbelievable.
That's sad. Where's Darvish? Why isn't Darvish starting? He's not even listed this weekend. I didn't know. Something's going on with Darvish. I got to pick the brains of our friends in San Diego while he isn't in the rotation. Stroman and the Cubs look good, and Burns did not. Burns had no control, low 90s. I know it's one game, a short sample, but fate of the Brewers, I can't hate that after opening day.
Wes, I think you're on board with that, right? You were talking about the fade to Brewers.
Look, I think they're probably going to sell off Corbin Burns, you would think, at the deadline, and probably Brandon Woodruff as well. So, yeah, a lot of people are short on the Brewers.
They argue. Why did they argue with him that long, protracted arbitration for $700,000? I mean, it was ridiculous. I mean, they did enough to hurt the clubhouse giving Hader away at the end of the year. I just think their window is closed. And I'll tell you who else didn't look good. Manoah, one pitch. Mm-hmm. All he can throw is one pitch.
All he throws is a slider.
One
That's
pitch.
His only out
That's
pitch.
It. That's it.
His velocity was way down because he was kind of, you know, we were talking about, okay, which pitchers are we going to back? Who are we going to fade? Who's a little overrated? Manoah, you hate to say it after one start, but I think he is overvalued.
Well, they didn't. The one guy on Twitter, Lauren Green, who, you know, he's a great VSiN subscriber and follower, but he was a man. I didn't rank the Blue Jays in my top nine rotations. I said, I don't necessarily drink the Kool-Aid on Berrios, Gausman, or Manoah. The book's still out on Manoah. I mean, the jury's still out, but I mean, he's a little bit to me like Lance Lynn. They just have one pitch.
Yeah.
So how far can it take him?
In terms of Shohei Ohtani, how about this? You go back to all the way back to 1901, okay? It's the 26th time a pitcher's had 10 or more strikeouts and allowed no runs on opening day. It's the first time that pitcher's team lost the game. So 25-0 in that situation until last night, now 25-1. Mike, is it going to be the same old story with the Angels? I know it's only one game, but again, Shohei leaves after six with a lead, and the Angels' bullpen blows it.
It was really discouraging, and it killed a lot of parlays. I mean, everybody had the Angels to close the day out, right? You had the Yankees and the Braves and Tampa Bay, and then the Angels to close out with all the big favorites. It was a great result for us because it knocked out the moneyline parlays.
Okay, I want to ask you this. If you're betting baseball, we talked about this on the show last night. I said if you're betting on Ohtani, you got to bet the first five.
Lay the extra 20, 25 cents. You have to because he can't control the second four.
And, you know, he's going to get – anyway, in the first half of the season, you don't want to push the guy up to 110 pitches. So if he's up around 90, 100 pitches through six innings, you're going to have to pull him out of the game, right?
You are, and now he's going to start every 6 days instead of 7 days. Uh-huh. And so you got to – you know, in Japan, Josh Towers always made this argument because I said I criticized him. He only pitched on Wednesday nights. But he said, in Japan, everybody pitches every 7 days. This is not something this guy says, I need extra rest. Mm-hmm. That's the way his career has been. So now – he's going to move into this groove where it's every 6 days. So I think the guy is so incredibly talented. I love to watch him pitch. I don't necessarily love to watch him hit because I think he swings for the fences too much. Mm-hmm. But I love to watch him. The guy is so incredibly talented. If he stays with the Angels, he's going to put up tremendous numbers this year. But the 11-1 that I got on the Cy Young, I feel sick now because they can't even beat the A's on opening night. And it's going to be Padres, Dodgers, Mets that are going to be in the bidding war for him. So he'll go to the National League.
Giants, too.
AL Cy Young will be out the window because of it.
Yep. And you brought that observation up about pitching every sixth and every seventh day. One of the things I noticed yesterday, and look, it's just a one-day sample size, but load management for pitchers has come to Major League Baseball. Not that it's a new thing, but you saw a lot of guys that were kind of on the borderline where maybe they could have come out for an extra inning, like, you know, low 80s pitches, like Valdez last night, I think, was an example for Houston. He had a couple hits he gave up, but he wasn't in real trouble. And they didn't bring him back out there for the sixth inning. So I think, you know, if you're playing those props, if you're playing like those strikeout props especially, you could play a lot more unders. And that's what I ended up doing yesterday because – they're not really going these guys the distance very early on because I think they want to get a look at the bullpens.
Yeah, I talking to Greg Maddux yesterday, like he spent 3 weeks with the Rangers, his brother's the pitching. So he spent 3 weeks down there, and, you know, I was asking him about his thoughts if he were betting these games. And then he says, you know, how does DeGrom really go more than four innings today? Because They got him at 70 pitches in his preseason start. He's not going to throw more than 80.
Right.
When with a strikeout pitcher. So it's a slow build through this first month for most of these starters. You know, Francona's the only guy that lets people go deep anymore in baseball. It's all about the analytics in that. And I thought that was a great matchup if people stayed up last night to watch in Seattle between Castillo. I think Castillo throws his name in the hat on a good team in the Cy Young race as well. He pitched terrific last night, one hit. And Bieber was too with the bullpen. That Karshak, or how you say his name, the kid that gave up the runs for the Indians,
mm-hmm.
he was clearly disturbed by the pitch clock.
Yeah.
He was all out of sorts. Yeah. He got violations. I think that's the only guy that I noticed in all the games I watched that wasn't into the groove, and it affected him yesterday.
Yeah.
On Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa, the VP of Operations here. And, Mike, what do you think after the first day or two here of baseball when you watch the rule changes? Much ado about nothing, or do you think it's going to be significant? I think the pitch clock is going to be significant. I'll tell you this. I was watching that Angels game last night, and I told Wes, I don't like the pitch clock up on the score bug on the screen. Yeah. We don't need a shot clock on baseball, do we?
Especially when it's at 12. Who needs that? I mean, if it's at 3 or something, you might put it up there. But I don't know. I'm interested to see as we go if it's going to create more balks. I think teams are going to try to get throwovers, disengagements with runners on first and third, and try to make that pitcher balk. We'll see what happens.
Shift?
I like the 2 hour and 30 minute game. I didn't hate the 3 hour game. I just hated that the market share for baseball was shrinking. I worry about maybe not in our kids' lifetime, but in our grandkids' lifetime, that baseball will become irrelevant. I mean, the average age of someone who identifies as the NBA as their favorite sport is 31. In baseball, it's 53.
Yeah.
Mike, probably the highest rated sport event tonight is going to be this game here in the Women's Final Four. We've got people out here watching it. People out here are very much engaged. Iowa and South Carolina. Now, I don't know how it is here at Circa Sports, but from what I've seen in the marketplace, it seems like people are willing to take Caitlin Clark in the double digits.
Yeah, it seems a bit much. This game might be our highest-ranked game of the night, over the NBA games and over the baseball games, and kind of a light schedule, but it certainly could be. And it's a compelling storyline. South Carolina is awful good. But 11, this game touched 12. It got down to 11. It's sitting at 11.5. A lot of national interest in this game, of course, the two best players in college basketball. And I told the people I was on the radio in Iowa this morning, they might not even know how much national interest is. I mean, this has been the biggest story in Iowa in a long time. If they win this game tonight, you can argue it's the biggest victory for an Iowa team in the state of Iowa ever, I think.
Down to 10.5 here at Circus Sports.
It'd be big to knock off the number one ranked undefeated team in the Final Four. Caitlin Clark is fun to watch. Mike Palm, hang around. We're going to take a look at tonight's baseball games when we come back.
VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is the place to be. You can win up to $10,000 in bonus money instantly by playing the exclusive Bet Rivers squares for basketball. Place a qualifying bet and you get a bonus square. If the numbers on your square match the final score of the game, you win. Restrictions on qualifying wagers, eligible bonus and credit use, full terms and conditions available at BetRiversSquares.com. All right, always great to have Mike Palm in studio, the VP of Operations, Circa and the D. And Mike, I know I'd say about 350 days a year you focus on hockey and baseball betting. Is that right?
I would add soccer to get to that.
Soccer, too. Sorry,
you have to get
that.
Soccer.
So you can do three sports.
You can do three.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And then you have to do football. It's sort of an obligation, right? Everybody, that's the king. But, yeah, I really
–
I often
say
I should forget the football and focus on the other ones. But, yeah, I would say that's 90% of my betting volume, those three sports. And it's actually probably soccer number one. And then baseball, just because of the sheer number of games and how it's kind of a standalone in the summer, and then hockey. But I get into hockey, a lot of futures in hockey, and looking forward to the play. Some of these games are starting to look like playoff games as we wind down the stretch. The game in Edmonton last night felt like a playoff game, tight checking defensive game, played in a phone booth between the Kings and Edmonton. And I don't think we can sleep on Edmonton. If you get any play out of Skinner, they're probably as good as they are in the West.
All right, what else, before we jump back into baseball, what else should we watch for here down the stretch in the hockey season?
Well, The West is so undecided. We don't even, and Mitch asked me, what's the first round matchup you most want to bet in the West? I said, we don't even know who's going to play each other. I mean, I think you can kind of put the first six teams in a hat. I have a future on Dallas. I like Ottinger. But, you know, the Wild with Gustafson and Nett are as good as anybody. I worry, though, that they're still gonna do a straight A-B rotation with Fleury. I don't think you can play Fleury in the play. I think you got to go with Gustafson as your number one guy, but we'll see what Minnesota ends up doing. Every series in the East should be spectacular. I mean, you're going to have Rangers and New Jersey. We don't really know. It looks like New Jersey's going to get the home ice. Real tough with Boston. They're having a historic season. Great Tampa Bay-Toronto series. I think if Boston ends up against Pittsburgh, I would lay the price there. But a lot of teams went out and spent a lot of money in the NHL that are going to be out in the first round, especially in the Eastern Conference.
All right. By the way, Darren Banks, who's a casino host here at Circa, he's in San Diego for his bachelor party. I think he's coming back here tonight, right?
They're here. They should have landed. I just got a text from our friend E that they just had an earthquake at his house in La Jolla. So he hopes everybody at Petco's okay. He said it was very noticeable. So there might be a delay to that Padres game here. We'll see what happens.
That's interesting. So yesterday the Padres game was delayed for about 5 hours because of rain.
Weather.
Yeah, that doesn't happen in San Diego too often. And now we're talking about an earthquake. By the way, Darren Banks played in the NHL for what, 8 or 9 years?
Mostly his career, 20-some years, it was in minor league hockey, but he did have several stints in the NHL. I think it, what is it, 2,800 penalty minutes and 2 goals. I think he has the highest ratio all time of penalty minutes to goals. But a nice guy. You know, think of an enforcer and a fighter.
Right.
Such a nice guy, though. Very respectful young man. And I say young man, he's probably 60 now. But
is he 60?
He is older than you think. I'll put it that way.
And he doesn't go looking for fights. I know that. He's told me that out there. He's not looking for fights, but that's not a guy you want to pick a fight with either.
I would not. Yeah. I would not step to him at all or say anything to him in any way. But he's got a pretty good tolerance for things. So we're lucky to have Banksy here. And Derek recognized his value, and he's been a great part of our organization.
You know, not much tension in that group Derek Stevens hangs out with. Some of the shows of VSIN, some of the hosts, might not always get along. There's maybe a little tension in the studio. That's never the case in here, Mike.
Well, that's because of the passion. The passion, you see it on air. People are passionate. They're passionate about informing our audience. They're passionate about making us better betters. And sometimes there's different ways, you know, of skinning a cat, and it comes out. But, you know, there's good tension and there's bad tension. So I don't want to cast judgment on all tension.
Oh, of course. So
some people have the greatest resumes, and it just needs to be known.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nobody pitching in tonight's Rockies-Padres game has got a great resume, but it's Freeland and Martinez. Padres got beat up last night. Blake Snell, Wes and I were talking about this. He's a slow starter every year. He was a big favorite last night.
Who would you rather have right now, Jesus Luzardo or Blake Snell? I mean,
right.
I my friend E, who's in San Diego, he says, you bet the Padres to win the division? I said I did. Uh-huh. He goes, there's 30 guys starting tonight. There's 15 I like more than Snell, and he's your day one starter. How do you make that bet? I said, well, and then we went through all the pitchers. But, you know, he had been good at home, right? The struggles were on the road, but who knows? But Luzardo was great for the Marlins tonight. Nick Martinez will be an interesting piece of this Padres team getting the start on day two here on game number two.
And By the way, Circa minus 188, the Padres tonight.
I think Nick Martinez got to win 12, 14 games this year if they're going to win that division. I think he's going to be the key. But that bullpen's got a lot of flexibility to it.
Now, what does Dustin May, the ginger guard, have to do for the Dodgers? Because they're going to need some help, I think, in that starting rotation. I mean, how many innings is Kershaw going to go? Probably about 120. Gonsolin is due to regress. So, Dustin May, what's your outlook on him for this season, Mike?
He's got to be the clear number two for them. Or maybe even a number one. Urias has really gone under the radar, hasn't he? I mean, he's been one of the best five pitchers
in baseball for 3 years. He's probably their consistent guy, Mr. Consistency.
Yeah. But May's got to have a big year. I don't know if they're going to have to use that Pepio. I mean, I just keep thinking the cliff for Scherzer is right there, or for Kershaw is right there.
Mm-hmm.
So May's going to have to step up and give him innings. Even if Gonsolin's good, he's still a six-inning top guy. He only went into the eighth in 2 starts last year. He had a career year, but as you said, can he keep going forward, or is there a regression coming? They were able to handle the Angels last night, but, you know, Gallen's nobody to sleep on either. or the Diamondbacks. Gallen's nobody to sleep on either. So I don't know. I think that price is a little high on the Dodgers. I haven't dove in.
Yeah, but, -190 yeah. here at Circa on the Dodgers, 7.5 on the total.
Yeah, and the last game tonight's Guardians and Mariners in Seattle. Robbie Ray, the lefty, gets the start, and he's -156 here, Mike. Any play tonight for you in baseball?
I played the first 5 under in the Houston game, so that was my only play, and crossed my fingers with Lance Lynn, but he towed the rubber pretty good tonight here. White Sox
He's a fast starter, by the way. We were talking about slow starters with Blake Snell.
Yep.
Lance Lynn, wherever he has been, has always been really good in the first 3-4 months of the season, then kind of comes back to earth in the back half.
What you guys tell me tomorrow, who's winning these two games tomorrow?
I think Monday night we're going to see Fort Atlantic against UConn.
Yes, I'm in agreement.
UConn, your national champion?
Yes.
Yeah. They asked me the question on the radio. They said, is this going to be a low handle Final Four because of the lack of a blue blood? I said, how can people say UConn's not
right,
a blue blood? Is it three titles? I mean, how can you really say that?
I was
that?
Having a discussion with a mutual friend of ours, actually, on Saturday night after we had just watched UConn and Gonzaga in the West Regional Final. He goes, who's got a better record than UConn in the last, like, 25 years? Who's better? Yeah. And yeah, it's
way,
a fair question.
UConn's got more national titles than Kansas does.
Right.
Right.
Right. Even though our buddy Andy Samuelson was not happy to hear that.
Well, you can call UConn a blue blood, but this Final Four, you compare it to last year when you had Duke, Carolina, Kansas, Villanova. Hey, man, I like something different. And I think, Mike, as you know, it doesn't really matter. You're still going to take a pretty strong betting wagering handle on these games.
Of course we will. Yeah. And I keep betting. So I asked Jeff Benson to go back from first four through Elite Eight conclusion. Handle this on this tournament is up 5% over last year. I think it will be up when it's all said and done. They said, oh, there's only Davids, there's no Goliath. Well, there's a Goliath there. UConn's a Goliath. They're on a run. Nobody's come within 17 of them. I mean, the Carolina 09 team is the only other team I think of. They won every game by 12 or more. Mm-hmm. This is a historical performance by UConn. And remember, they were number one preseason after they went through in Portland out there, and they just stubbed their toe at the beginning of the Big East. But this team was right at the top.
UConn got as high as number two.
Two, okay. Was Purdue one then or Houston?
Yeah, but you're right. Houston, they did run through that PK80
in
Portland.
It.
They were 14-0 going into New Year's Eve. They lose to Xavier, who's a very good team. And then they just kind of lost their way. But I think going through that adversity is actually good for this team.
That's UConn UConn went 2-6 from New Year's Eve through January 30th.
Can Florida Atlantic do as well on the boards against San Diego? I mean, it's a whole different beast they're going to have to play. They haven't played anybody that can rebound like San Diego State.
Tennessee.
I just worry about it a little bit.
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
I think the big guy is going to have a decent game.
San Diego
though.
State and Tennessee, very similar teams.
I think San Diego State, this is by far Deutscher and Orr Fisher's best shooting team. You know, they've had better teams than this, but this team, whenever they're down 7 in the second half, they get a run against them. They knock down that 18-foot shot that not a lot of teams take. They're able to step up in those spots, and they've turned the games anytime they were in trouble. So we'll see if they can do it here. I'm sure they'll have to.
Last 35 seconds.
Yeah.
What was opening day like for the book in baseball? Because we talked to a bookmaker last night, said that they didn't win one decision yesterday.
We lost, but a very small amount.
Okay.
So, and the right was terrific. So it's a long season.
Yeah, no doubt. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just one day, but it seemed like everything was going the better's way yesterday. Most of it. That's Mike Palm, the VP of Operations here on Twitter, at Mike Palm Circa. All right, take a quick break. Back, we're going to talk more Final Four. We got Will Hill coming up, hour number two.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's draft season. The 2024 NFL Draft is coming up, and the Move the Sticks podcast has you covered for all your draft needs. Do you want to watch the game like a fan or have the mind of a scout? The show's hosted by me, Daniel Jeremiah, and my partner, Bucky Brooks. The two of us bring knowledge from careers as NFL talent scouts to the podcast world so fans can watch and understand the nuances of the game like never before.
If you want to learn everything about this year's prospects ahead of the draft and learn what makes them stand out, there's no better podcast than Move the Sticks. Who are the top five draft prospects at each position? Which quarterbacks are going in the first round? Who are the top 50 prospects in the draft? Who should you put in your mock draft? We have all the answers for you.
We've been studying these prospects all season, so you won't get a better opinion. We'll have several new episodes dropping each week, and you don't want to miss a single one. Subscribe now and listen to the Move the Sticks podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this segment of VSiN Tonight, presented by the one and only Zen, America's number one nicotine pouch. It's the only smoke-free, spit-free option that's helped millions achieve lasting change. And they make a change a little easier by offering the only 10-day risk-free trial. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction. But there's only one Zen. Find your Zen online or in a store near you at zen.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine, which is an addictive chemical. All right, Wes Reynolds, getting close to tip in the second women's Final Four game tonight. We have a line move at Circus Sports. South Carolina down from 12 last night to 10.5.
Yeah.
Right now, so the Iowa Hawkeyes, underdog Hawkeyes, and Caitlin Clark drawing some money.
And it's not just here as well. Our friends at Superbook down to 10.5, South Point down to 10.5, BetMGM down to 10.5, Stations down to 10.5. So look, people are wanting to bet Caitlin Clark. That is clearly what is at play here. The fact that they're so explosive offensively, obviously a very good performance against a very solid and well-coached Louisville team in the regional final. But first Final Four appearance for Lisa Bluder, 23 years at the University of Iowa, and a very tall task tonight for Caitlin Clark and company against the undefeated Lady Gamecocks.
I thought you indicated a couple days ago that you would not be taking the points with the dog in this game.
Yeah, I just, you know, this is a step up in class. And when we talked to Charlie Cream, who does the bracketology on the women's side for ESPN on our show earlier this week, he said, you know, Iowa hasn't played a defense like this all season, even though the Big Ten, this was, you know, really a banner year on the women's side for the Big Ten. But South Carolina hadn't played an offense like this either. That's averaging 87.5 a game, number one scoring offense in the country. So, you know, that's what you got to hope for if you want to stay in the game. If you're Iowa and you want to stay in the game, or if you've bet on them accordingly, you got to hope that Caitlin Clark hits a bunch of threes, and Iowa has other shooters as well. So,
right.
You know, this is not a one lady show. It seemed like it on Sunday when she had a triple double and 40 plus points, but This is a pretty good Iowa team. I watched them a little bit, too. If you know, they split with the Lady Hoosiers. Caitlin Clark hit the buzzer beater in Iowa City to knock off Indiana when they were two in the country.
After she traveled.
Yes, she did.
But it was not called.
And after our defender, I think, got hit on a moving screen. But that wasn't called. But I put it aside, Matt. I am not a homer.
All right, tipping off now in the second women's NCAA Final Four game tonight, Iowa, South Carolina. Gamecocks close 10.5, total of, was it 152?
152, I believe, was the, 152 here at Circa. 152.5 at the South Point was the high water mark in the market.
How many points do you think Caitlin Clark will have tonight? If you're playing the prop,
give
me a number. What's she going to score?
I am going to say
South Carolina is a strong defensive
team.
What was
the number, by the way?
Oh, I don't know that.
Okay. But you asked me.
I thought you knew that. You're the women's basketball guru.
I'm gonna say Caitlin Clark has 25.
I was going to guess her prop probably around 22.5. That's just what I was going to guess.
I think it's a little bit higher than that.
Anyway, that's enough for women's basketball. Let's talk Final Four on Saturday, and UConn 5.5-point favorite over Miami, total of 149 in the second game tomorrow night. And the second game's always the more attractive matchup. It's the marquee matchup, and UConn Huskies dealing with a little bit of an issue today because Jordan Hawkins is sick. He missed practice. He missed the media portion of today's event down in Houston, and it's supposedly a non-COVID illness, so that's a positive. But I saw where Danny Hurley, the coach for UConn, said, well, I hope he can play tomorrow or at least contribute something. Jordan Hawkins is a big part of this team, Wes. Are you concerned about that?
I think you probably have to be, really, with this guy, because he's a good scorer, obviously. He's a tough matchup, 6'5 wing. So, yeah, I think you have to have at least some sort of concern with Jordan Hawkins if he is not able to go. UConn's a very deep team, though. They play 9 or 10 guys. So maybe Joey Calcaterra off the bench. He is a good three-point shooter. Hawkins, by the way, did have 20, was 6 of 10 from the three in the game we attended against Gonzaga. Also had 24 the game before against Arkansas.
Well, he was the West Region MOP.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So, you know, this guy's had some really big games. So certainly, and you know, maybe Danny Hurley and the UConn staff are just taking some precautions here. And maybe it's not as bad as we think it might
be. Yeah, you never know for sure about that. But at Circus Sports, Jordan Hawkins' scoring prop is 16.5 points. I think right now you could only look to bet that under.
Mm-hmm.
Based off the news that he was sick and back at the hotel today. Adama Sanogo's scoring prop, 18.5. The big man for the Huskies. And then you look on the Miami side, you've got the guards, Isaiah Wong, Jordan Miller, and Nigel Pack. They're scoring props 15.5, 14.5, and 14, respectively. I can only play Hawkins under 16.5 right now, but nothing I was going to play on the player props. What about you?
Yeah, the only thing I have, I actually have in the Miami game, I have Nigel Pack under 19.5 on the the points, the rebounds, the assists. I also played a little 14.5. I just think, you know, Pack is a guy that really, he's not a driver necessarily. He's not a guy in this offense that has really been driving to the basket. He's basically been sitting out there and shooting threes. Now he's been making them, but he's not a guy. I think, you know, when you're looking at those player props, you're looking at a guy that I think drives to the basket. If you're playing over on these points, this is going to get to the foul line. And Pack is not really a guy that does that. Now, he's gone over, I think, this 14.5, and that's the points prop, actually now 14. I'm seeing it here at Circa. 9 of the last 15 games has gone over that number, averaging about 15.7. But I think UConn's defense is a lot tougher of a matchup. They're 11th in adjusted efficiency. You look 8th lowest effective field goal percentage defensively in the country for UConn. Huskies, tend to send guys to the foul line, and I think they'll be sending guys like Wong and Jordan Miller. Those are the guys that really get to the line. Jordan Miller was perfect, by the way, in the regional final against Texas. So Pack doesn't get to the line very often. He's just going to be shooting threes. And, look, could be an off night down there in that football stadium down there in Houston with a completely different backdrop than they played against all year.
Yeah, I would lean unders too, because when you play with an awkward shooting background like that, you tend to see games get off to a slower start. We talked to Stanford Steve Coughlin of ESPN. He said he wanted to play the San Diego State game under in the first half. Wes, so I think the first half also might be where you see shooters have a hard time getting adjusted. And also you got a lot of nerves, a lot of tension early in the game in Final Four situations like this. Especially we're talking about a few teams who haven't been here before.
Right, absolutely. By the way, that total down to like, I think, 60 pretty much market-wide. A couple rogue 59.5s out there. But a lot of people, I think, have the same idea that Stanford Steve does.
San Diego State, 2.5-point favorite, 131.5 the total. And there's been some Aztecs action here in the past 24 hours. That line went up to 3 in a lot of books. Wes, you can no longer find Florida Atlantic plus 3 out there in Vegas, can you?
I don't believe so. I'm trying to search.
I looked right before the show. I couldn't find one.
Yeah, I'm seeing pretty much painted 2.5 across the board. I was even looking at some of the books that sometimes pump the favorites here a little bit in town, and I did not see any 3s out there.
Let's look at this prop for NCAA championship exactas. Now, you and I both think it's going to be UConn over FAU on Monday night. At BetMGM, if you want to bet that exacta, you get plus 275. UConn over San Diego State is 2-1. How about San Diego State over UConn, plus 650. Aztecs over the Hurricanes, 10-1. Miami to beat San Diego State, 9-1. Miami to beat FAU in an All-South Florida final, 10-1. FAU to beat Miami is 11-1. FAU to beat UConn, 9-1. If it's not UConn over FAU like you and I think it is, and I'm not going to play plus 275.
There. Right.
I've already got UConn at minus 110. Minus 108 to win the whole thing here in the Final Four. If it's not that exact, a UConn over FAU, do you see anything on there you would think about playing?
Well, I think what is going to get played is the South Florida combination, just because it kind of fits the storyline, and you will see bettors that'll be like, "Yeah, we'll take a shot," you know, on a storyline, FAU to beat Miami at 11-1 or Miami to beat FAU 10-1. I think those will be. I'm not saying they're the most likely because they're the longest odds, but those will be the most popular bets.
If FAU is a national champion, Wes Reynolds is going to bungee jump off the stratosphere next week. It's not happening.
Well,
I'm going to volunteer you for that, by the way. It's an 850-foot jump. Have you seen it?
Well, I have not. Well, that job in Bloomington, by the way, won't be open up anytime soon. But I got a feeling that guy down in Boca Raton, he's got an eye on it.
No, he's got a lifetime contract. He just re-signed at Port Atlantic. He's not going anywhere.
No, he'll go back to Bloomington.
Stay there, build a powerhouse at Fort Atlantic. All right, we're going to take a break. Will Hill joins us. We're going to talk baseball and more Final Four. Hour number two, stay tuned. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lombardi may have been lifted, but that doesn't mean there's no football to talk about. It's the offseason, and there's no better way to stay up to date with the latest from our league than with the Around the NFL podcast. Join me, Dan Hensis, and my buds, Mark Sessler and Greg Rosenthal, for news and fresh content all offseason long. From the start of free agency, where we'll break down familiar faces headed to new places, to the next generation of superstars walking across that stage at the NFL draft, we have you covered. Listen to the Around the NFL podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Heed the call.